We have the notion in the northern cultures of Europe and China of the masculine as being the aggressive and the feminine as being the receptive. That's not the way it is in India, and that's not the way it is in the mythology of James Joyce. You know that in India, the woman is called the Shakti, the power, the energy of her spouse. He has committed it to her, and rather, she has evoked it from him. All the man wants properly is to be left alone. And this little twinkling thing goes past. And he is moved. And as Joyce says, she whispers to him of such and such and so and so. And wouldn't it be nice to start the world again? And he does. Now, what Joyce has seen is that a whole great world of mythological forms is following this elementary idea. Not only that, but the forms of myth become the forms of history. The subtle matter of the mind takes forms very quickly, and so dreams. The heavy, gross matter of the body takes forms very slowly. But what you have dreamed about in your youth, you will find yourself living out in your age, you know? And that's true of the culture as well. And so, in Joyce's work, he presents not only the dream world where everything is the same, but also moments of history that correspond to those of the dream. And not only the great history of the world, but also the little history of a household. And so, dear dirty Dublin is personified in a specific character, a Dublin tavern keeper in Phoenix Park. And his wife is Anna Lydia. And his children are the ones that are eating him out of house and home. And his customers are the ones that are spreading rumors about him that are eating him out of house and home too. In the midst of the Watergate event, I kept thinking, where have I heard this before? When Agnew at one time said, "This is a nightmare," it hit me. It's Finnegan's Wake. Finnegan's Wake is a nightmare. It's the nightmare of this tavern keeper. He has political aspirations, but there is a rumor around about of something that happened in Phoenix Park. And nobody really knows what happened in Phoenix Park. But there are 1,001 tales told of the same. And there was a committee of 12 stolid citizens who are there to investigate. And there are four old, drooling old men who have their comments, the instant commentators, Severide and so forth. The Senate Investigating Committee and all that. Every now and then you hear his wife defending it. Then his voice comes out telling all the great things he's done for civilization. A letter has been dug up out of a mud mound in which everything is told, except that wherever the word occurs that would really clinch it, the beak of the hen who dug it up has gone through the manuscript. Now, Joyce associates this hen and the mother of the household and the River Liffey in one great compost. And it's to that condition that Jean and I want to speak in our final little events. Where is my Jean? The old woman. Come on, my dear. For the producer, Giambattista Vico caused a deep abuliousness to fall up, to descend upon the father of truants, Adam. And at a side issue, brought on the scene the couplet-sized consort. sand pebble tent, standing 5'5", spanning 37 inchettes round the good companions, 29 ditties round the wishful wastress, 37 alsos round the answer to everything, 23 of the same round each of the quis separate bits, 14 round the beginning of happiness, and nicely 9 round her chewed for slender. I thank God that the proportions here read out are not those of the object representing the image. But that's Mother Eve. That's the woman of the house. Now her name, you must know, is Anna Olivia Bloerbel. And this is abbreviated in the letters ALP. ALP, those of you who know German know, this means nightmare. She is a nightmare. She is her husband's nightmare, her husband's dream. The image, the mythic image behind all this, is the one in Hinduism of Vishnu, the Lord whose dream is the universe, asleep on the serpent of the universe, Ananta, the endless serpent, who floats on the cosmic waters. And from his navel there grows a lotus. That is the lotus of his dream. And the lotus goddess is the goddess of his dream, or the nightmare. And that is what moves him into the creation of all things. Joyce is using that image with respect to Anna Olivia Bloerbel and so forth. But the goddess of the dreaming man is called H-C-E, translated, here comes everybody. The goddess, of whom this was an incarnation, by the way, my great master, long past, Heinrich Zimmer, he was a great devotee of the goddess. And when he came to America, he had great difficulty finding a position because there were very few Oriental departments in our universities at that time, and nobody wanted a really master coming in. It was a little hard. And the ladies of the Jung Foundation in New York, whom we call the Jungfrauen, got him a place to lecture on the university campus. His first series of lectures were to 3 people, including me. His next was to 100. And when he died, they couldn't fill the room. I mean, you know, as he used to say, come in like a mouse and go out like a lion. But what he would say would be of these dear little ladies, they were mostly lovely, quite old little women. He'd say, I look in those dear little eyes and I say, I see you there. The goddess. So she can be, however, a wrathful goddess, the aspect known as Durga. And there's a line in Finnegan having to do with the entrance, which you'll see next, of the wrathful aspect of this phenomenon. H.C.E. had come home drunk, made a hell of a noise, bang, 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 knock, knock, knock. And then his Mrs. Legitimate, the old lipopotamus, came pouring all over the place as mud as she could be. And now perhaps we can evoke this apparition. If not, I'll continue to talk. But let me just... That's if I act badly, she'll call.
You've been listening to Mythology and Art, the fifth talk in Series 2, Volume 6 of the Joseph Campbell Audio Collection. This lecture is cataloged in the Joseph Campbell Archive as L693. This release was produced by Joseph Campbell Foundation as part of the collected works of Joseph Campbell, Robert Walter, Executive Editor, David Cudler, Managing Editor. Additional engineering has been provided by Jimmy Maxwell and Robert Maxwell of JMO Incorporated. Our theme music is by Richard Patterson and Verb Studio. For further information about the works of Joseph Campbell and Joseph Campbell Foundation, please visit us on the World Wide Web at jcf.org. I'm Maura Vaughan. Thank you for listening.